All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Monday and all present and accounted for. Barry, Nick, Joel. And, of course, a guest appearance by the mad stalker, Tyler Scott, because he can't get enough. As we continue to get ready for another busy week on the show, Nick is dressed to do split squad work tonight for the Astros, as he is wearing an orange hat and orange shirt. Will you pitch in the second game today?
Yep.
Okay.
Look for me.
Barry and I have just spent way too much time on a zoo animal site looking for camels, but we're ready for action now as we continue to roll on with the show. Fellas, what's up?
My bad, guys.
Why do you bring that up?
Gee, I wonder. I was out with the wife and the family on Friday night only to check my Twitter mentions to find out that our dear, sweet coworker decided to take a few
he wanted
tweets.
He said that we were above average at giving oral pleasure to a camel is basically what the tweet said.
Renamed the show.
Yeah, The Usual Suck Specs.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I got to tell you, on a scale of 1 to 10, it was about an 8.5. It was pretty good.
I think the reactions were the funnier part.
Yeah, most people were like, oh my God, what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. A lot of alcohol.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Twitter.
Well, it always seems appropriate after like four whiskeys.
That's right.
To tweet crap like that out.
Well, because like I was out, so I saw it on my phone, but I didn't see the chain of tweets. And I told Nick I was about to tweet out, someone's been drunk texting again. And then all of a sudden I saw when I got home that he had already said, I'm about to drunk text. And Lisa's like, this is Nick? This is Nick you work with? I go, yeah. She's like, but didn't you get him those cook-off tickets? I go, so I'm contributing to the delinquency of Nick. That's fine. Yeah, I get it.
Shout out to Joel Blank and John Granato for the tickets, by the way.
Turned out well for you.
It did. It was fun. Y'all should have came. We could have been
no.
drunk tweeting together.
Now, I would have done that.
That
but
would
I don't
have been
need
really
your help.
Messy.
I almost had a skirmish on Facebook with a neighbor.
Again?
Well, I was making a joke, and then he got all butthurt because I guess old people shouldn't be on Facebook.
This all stems back to the freaking show you were supposed to do for them and keep it clean. And you.
No, it's just
people.
This lady was like, oh, my God, not. And she dropped a knot on Facebook. I was like, oh, shit, shoot, are we... Yeah. Oh, shoot. Are we still using not? And then her husband was like, I'll beat you up. Don't talk about my wife like that. I was like, bro, it's a joke. Relax.
Yeah, calm down, bro.
It's nobody. I'm not fighting you over words on Facebook.
Hey,
besides,
no,
I live in the neighborhood. I'm not hard to find.
Exactly. No wife talk, though.
But it's just, it's silly. I mean, we're grown men, and you're going to sit here. He's like, I'll take you to a place you don't want to be. What, like
Happy Town? What is this?
Why are you even threatening me because I asked? Oh, so we're still using not? Like, really? And then he called me a trust fund baby, which is
where'd that come from?
I don't know, because he goes, oh, he said that I must not be able to afford to live in our neighborhood based on my jokes. In other words, saying that I probably don't get paid a lot as a comedian.
Ah, I see where.
So I
going.
Must be living in the neighborhood because I'm a trust fund baby. To which I was like, yeah, you're right. Not! And then he got mad. So I was just like, this is so silly. Like, I'm almost 44 years old. I don't think I should be fighting anymore. Like, grown men, once you get past a certain age, isn't it, you should just stop fighting and stop threatening to fight people.
Exactly.
Are you in agreement, Joel?
Like, I'm in total agreement.
Yeah. It's like, I get it when you got the road rage and you're yelling and I'm yelling and all that. But that's it, right? We go our separate ways and we're good. I don't understand why. Oh, I'll come take you to a place you don't want to be. Oh, okay.
Bro,
if that makes you feel better,
we got families,
say it.
Kids, cats.
Yeah,
dogs.
I got two cats to raise. I mean, I'm about to put them in assisted living.
I've said this time and time again, and this goes even to like playing basketball nowadays too. It's like if I was 25, yeah, maybe it'd be a different story. But at the same time, it's just not worth it anymore. But yet there are so many people that over, you know, like a lane change want to end someone's life nowadays. It's ridiculous. And I got on one this weekend too.
You almost beat somebody
up? I got in a social media skirmish to some degree simply because of the fact it actually turned out great. But I was unaware that Lance, and the guys were talking about this morning, but Lance.
Oh, I saw where Lance has been stealing people's work.
That's so wrong.
So Lance was tweeting this weekend the fact that this guy, and then several others, but at Landry Football, if you want to go bash him, he has been a notorious, he's the Carlos Mencia of NFL scouting work. He's stealing, cutting, and pasting, and literally verbatim taking stuff that Lance has written and then using it for his own for profit. So Russell Baxter, who is a very well-known NFL analyst and a guy that people follow on social media and on television, I had seen a tweet from him on Saturday that actually promoted this guy and said, hey, this is a must-follow as you follow the NFL pre-draft. And I said, seriously? Are you kidding? And he's like, yeah, Joel, is there a problem? So subsequently, we went back and forth to the point we took it to a direct message, and then he was like, oh my God, I had no idea. And he's like, I'm not only taking down my endorsement, I'll never endorse him again. I appreciate you letting me know. And he just was like, cool. And he's like, next time, though, just direct message me from the start. I didn't think we knew each other like that, so that I would go right to the DM, right? But I said, hey, my bad on that. And then he texted Lance. Lance called me and was like, dude, I really appreciate you having my back. I'm like, dude, I'll be your bouncer if I need to. But he's like, he gave me even more of the backstory. I was like, this guy is garbage. So I then sent out a tweet that said to everybody that follows us, hey, don't follow this guy and be aware. And of course, all the listeners that had sent something to him were saying, he blocked me. And Sean, it took him like 5 minutes after I messaged him directly on what he did to Lance and how BS it was that he blocked me too.
Oh, you got blocked, huh?
I got blocked. Yeah.
Well, I retweeted. I saw, to credit to you, I saw your tweet and thought, uh-oh, what's going on here? Well, I need to roll up my Twitter sleeves.
Too. I was like,
I'm about to roll up my Twitter sleeves and get involved. And, so to have your back and to have Lance's back, I kind of tweeted Lance's and just said, you know, don't mess with this guy. He's garbage. He didn't block me, but it's probably because I didn't tag him directly. We figured out because I just retweeted Lance's tweet.
I think a retweet is a bit
tweet.
Different, I feel like.
But, it's really bad, especially when you know and you see and you watch every day how much time, energy, and effort Lance puts into these grades. This isn't like, you know, some guy that just reads a magazine and then hops on air on TV or radio or a blog and just regurgitates the information that he's gotten from somebody else. This is the point of origin. This is where most people go for their info. So it's one thing to say, yeah, I was looking at NFL.com and this is who they had ranked here, there, and the other. You're basically crediting the work that he's doing. But if you're copying and pasting, you're just an a-hole.
Well, that's what I said. And I literally tweeted that out, but then when Russell Baxter and I were going back and forth, I said, look, here's the deal. I'm all for colleagues talking about stuff so that might help each other out along the way when you're doing whatever you're doing in your daily regimen and work. Like when I was with the Rockets, if a guy from another team needed some video or whatever like that, we'd share it and go back and forth. Hey, next time I need something, call me. I'll help you out too. Whatever. But when the guy is not only using every term in which certain terms you know he would never use otherwise in his life that Lance used in an article and verbatim, that's lazy because at least you would try and change a few things to at least try to cover it up a little bit. He was blatantly copying not only Lance but other people too. And the thing is, it wasn't just like so he could meet a deadline to get something done for an article. It's for profit.
Yeah.
So he is profiting over the hard work and all the labors that Lance and others put in painstakingly to get their job done. That is just chicken bleep. And I said as much in a tweet. I was like, bro, you are chicken bleep. And
I would never say that word on the air, by the way.
Yeah. Right.
I have not had to been dumped.
Definitely not in the last 10 minutes.
Now, do we know whether or not this guy is a multiple-time offender, or is this just like a one-time thing?
No, Lance said it's been happening.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then that's unacceptable. Mm-hmm. I tend to give, and people might be mad at me because I've seen people plagiarize. They made the mistake, apologize, like in the business, and then never do it again. I kind of chalk it off to a human mistake. But if you're a multiple-time offender,
And here's my thing, too. And you're using the verbatim, every single word. Like, change up some adjectives, you know? Change something up to show that at least you're putting in some effort to try and cover your ass. Yeah.
I looked, and it was, I'm watching the two examples that he used from him and the guy that plagiarized him, and it was verbatim, except the other guy threw in a however, comma, rest of Lance's article. That was like, or evaluation. That was the only word that wasn't included in Lance's, which lets me know he didn't need the however, because Lance is a good writer. So I was like, man, it's one thing if you're like taking grades or coming close or whatever, but verbatim,
no doubt,
you're a dick.
You're completely right.
You're just lazy.
Yeah, you're not even a Richard. You're just dick. And you resemble that remark on a daily basis. Yeah. And so Lance, I believe he told me he's actually going to write about the entire incident and all this guy's history on SportsMap this week. So look for that as well, and check SportsMap daily, because we all write for that. So you can check out those articles as
well. Yeah, you wrote. Yours is up, right?
I got one up.
What you got?
Last night. And I got a video that will follow as well. But based on all the scandal that's going on with the NCAA in basketball, I talked about and wrote about how basketball is the most corrupt sport in the entire United States and how it's hurting players by the time they get from grade school now all the way to the NBA. So went at length at that.
Nice.
Take a look at peep that if you get a chance to. We can talk about that maybe a little later. But just getting started, we want you to be a part of the show. That's why we call it The Usual Suspects, because you are the suspects that make it work. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter, where it's at The Producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at Barry Is Funny. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. I've been telling you about them for a long time because I believe in Gallery Furniture. I've gotten all my furniture over the years through Gallery Furniture because of the fact that they live up to whatever they tell you they're going to do. They're going to have solid wood American-made furniture, top-quality furniture at fair prices. They're going to buy today, they're going to deliver the same day. There's never going to be back order slips. They're going to save you money. All the things that they say they're going to do, they absolutely, I'm here to tell you, will do. And Brandon from our staff here at Gal Media will tell you the same. He just recently went there as well. He said he had heard me talking about it, wanted to see what they would be able to do for him. He had been pricing furniture at other places. Well, guess what? Not only did they beat all the prices for the exact same type furniture that was being sold elsewhere, he was being told that there'd be a back order slip. He was being told that delivery, when they did get through the back orders, would take a couple of weeks. All the different things that were really going to upset him and his wife, well, at Gallery Furniture, they gave him solid wood American-made furniture. They delivered the same day. They moved furniture around and got rid of stuff he didn't want anymore. And they saved him a ton of money. It's all verified, and he'll tell you as well as I will, it's the place to go. So shop one of the three locations, Grand Parkway between Sugar Land and Katy, the Galleria area across from Dillard's on Post Oak, or the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. Max sits at the front desk. He'll tell you himself. Gallery really will save you money.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, just getting started. It's The Usual Suspects on a Monday, where you can find us pretty much, aside from Saturday and Sunday, any day it ends in a Y, 1 to 4 right here. ESPN 97.5.
We should do a song. It's Monday, Monday.
No, we should.
No?
I don't know if the Blitz would be very happy
with
that.
Gotta get down on Monday. All right.
AJ, well, get out of bed today?
I don't even care. Because
if he did, he won't be happy anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I don't even care. We're not stealing their song. We're stealing her song.
All we got to do is find the next internet sensation and just say, hey.
That's true.
Can you create something for any day that ends in Y? And then we'll just eliminate the ones we don't need.
Isn't there a song on called Days That End? It's a country song. On Days That End in Y.
That's exactly why I wouldn't know.
Oh.
Now, the two-stepper will probably learn that song. Let me get very song soon. Does Darius Rucker sing it? Or Hootie?
Yeah. Real quick. So at 1:30, Charlie Polullo is going to join the show. Mm-hmm. And then in the 3 o'clock hour, we are going to do the closing ceremony games for the Winter Olympics, intern style, where they're each going to have to drink a slushy, and the fastest wins gold.
Slushy slam.
Yeah. So there's going to be no BS allowed. I've got to get after this. So I don't want them to, you know, take their time. They've got to get this done. So we're not going to get like larges or anything like that. Route 44 slushy, because that would kill them. But we'll have a red, a white, and a blue slushy. It's going to be Trey, Andrew. I thought that was a bong at first.
Same difference.
Trey, Andrew, and John, correct? Or are three interns that are going to be doing this?
The three intern contestants.
So that should be fun in the 3 o'clock hour.
And typical Trey, on the fence, playing both sides. Immediately, when everybody was talking about it, he's like, as long as I get the blueberry, I'm going to be great. So I stepped out, went down the hall, came back in, and he goes, hey, as long as I get the strawberry, I think I can win this thing. And I go, dude, what are you get? And I go, you know what, Trey, it's typical. Get your berries in order, and then we'll work it out. He's like, yeah, I shouldn't have said blueberry at the start.
Yeah. Oh, there's going to be, I don't know, what is the red? Is that blueberry? I mean, cherry?
Cherry,
strawberry,
right?
cherry, I don't know.
And then blueberry, and then lemonade, I'm guessing, right?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, too.
I would hate the lemonade.
What we've had to resort to.
Yeah.
Because we had more grandiose ideas, and we put a little danger involved in them, because that's what you do when you want adventure and excitement. And again, we got poo-pooed, so you get slushies instead.
Yeah, and Charlie.
Oh, God. How can you not have a party when that's the freaking things that you got to work with?
That's right.
Slushies and Charlie.
Well, speaking of country, you... And the camel oral tweet thing, sounds like you had a good time at the rodeo.
I had a blast. And as a matter of fact, I have to give out a shout out to listeners.
No.
Two listeners who actually allowed us to hijack their Uber.
Now,
okay.
So so did they get a ride also in said Uber?
It was
or
their
did you
ride.
Just say, like when you see on the movies where they're like, taxi, and then the door opens and then someone else jumps in and the taxi drives off?
So
they rode with you guys, or you left them there and took their
they
Uber?
They rode with us. So okay. I'll tell you what happened. And my coworker, Matt, deserves most of the credit because it was his idea. I just kind of followed his lead.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We were waiting in line, and the Uber line was just ridiculous, as you can imagine.
Which I warned you about.
Yeah. I can only imagine.
He was losing his patience. I was losing my patience. Like, what do you want to do? He's like, screw it, Nick. The next Uber, we're just going to hijack it. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? He's like, we're just going to take the next Uber. So he flags down this Uber driver who's in an F-150. He rolls the window down so he can talk to Matt through the window, like through the door.
Uh-huh.
And Matt's like, who are you looking for? And the Uber driver's like, I'm looking for Heath. Matt's like, you're looking at him. Let's do it. I'm like, what is going on here?
Wow.
That's great.
So he jumps in the Uber. I jump in the back. He jumps in the front. I jump in the back. He's sitting here trying to convince this guy that his name is Heath. I'm drunk, and I'm trying to remember to call Matt Heath.
You were drunk?
Yeah.
That's and I know you probably were saying it out loud, right? Don't call him Matt, call him Heath. Don't call the guys going, what?
So we're in the car. The Uber driver is obviously struggling to find the connection between Matt, because Matt never put in a request for the Uber.
Yeah.
He's looking for a Heath, and Matt is not Heath. So I'm like, I don't know which point he's going to realize we're full of crap here, but I'm sure he will. Eventually, the real Heath and his wife, I think they're married. They could be just boyfriend, girlfriend, but they're a really nice couple from Tomball. Okay. And they're headed to Tomball. They jump in the car.
Damn, that's a hell of a Uber.
And Matt's like, you're Heath? I'm Heath too. Let's do it. They're like, where are you going?
Matt's still lying. At least he kept with it.
Matt's like, they're like, where are you going? Matt's like, I'm going to the Galleria. They're like, well, we're going to Tomball. Matt's like, let's go to Tomball. I'm like, what is going on with Matt here? I can't believe Matt is doing all this. Sooner or later, they realize that, you know, we're both full of it.
Yeah.
They actually are listeners to the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Heath
Not
and Jenna.
Not Matt's show, our show.
Our show. Yes. I think they're ESPN listeners in general.
Don't pat his stats. It's fine.
But yeah, and they were totally cool with it. They took pictures with it, with us.
Dude, that's great.
They let us go to the Galleria. Then they took the Uber from the Galleria to Tom.
Oh, that's badass. So now what were their names? Heath and what?
Heath and Jenna. And apparently they're listeners. I'm about to tweet out a picture.
Heath and Jenna or Jana?
Jana.
Jana. Okay.
Jana.
Heath and Jana.
Because I asked her that specific question. Is it Jenna or Jana?
Okay.
But
well, that's cool.
Super cool people.
So turns out that they're listeners, they're suspects?
Yep.
That's
Shout out
badass.
To Heath and Jana for sure, because they let us jack their Uber.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
I've never
funny.
Done that. And shout out to Matt, because
honestly, ballsy.
He had the guts to do it, and I honestly just followed his lead. Full
well,
disclosure.
Now next time you'll do that,
now
right?
Go get
no,
him.
I will not.
So you'll get him a bottle of ketchup, and you'll call it even.
Nick is going to be like, My name is Tran. Nick, you don't look like a Tran. No, for real. My name is Tran. Tran Nguyen. That's my name. No, you don't look like a Tran Nguyen. No, but I am Tran Nguyen. You got to make sure you get the right name, the wildest ride.
Ever. They were totally cool about it. I probably wouldn't be that cool about something like that.
So you were drunk in the back with them?
Yeah, with Jenna and Heath.
Okay.
Yeah.
I bet that was awkward.
You were sitting on their lap?
Did you make it weird?
I'm about to tweet out a picture.
Were you laying across them or sitting on their lap?
I was sitting to the right of Jenna.
You didn't get in the middle?
I thought he would get in the middle because I was on the right already.
Yeah.
And I figured he would sit next to me as opposed to letting his spouse sit next to me. But they were cool.
That's cool.
After the camel remark, you'd think it was a hump day. You'd just get right there in the middle and take the hump of the truck.
Yeah.
Even on the trucks, they got the hump in the back.
It was not in the back. No. It's just straight.
It's just flat across?
Seat. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's cool, man. So you had a good time at the rodeo.
Blast. The cook-off was awesome.
You drunk tweeted.
I did.
You were mean. It's okay.
Very mean spirited.
I won't do that again. I promise.
No, that was funny. I retweeted it. I was so upset that I retweeted it. Yeah. Well, that's cool, man.
I didn't.
No, you didn't retweet it? You didn't like it? No. You were having none of it, huh?
None of it.
Did you have an interesting weekend? Otherwise, the busting the plagiarizer?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot going on. Still car shopping because Lisa's insistent upon that. So we were doing a little bit of that too. And I watched the Rockets game last night. We'll get to that a little later. But here's the thing that really kind of threw me for a loop. So I fell asleep last night after the game and just turned the TV off.
Uh-huh.
So I wake up this morning to turn the TV on. And you know how when you turn it on, especially on DirecTV, right on the top, it like says like the Today Show and the highlights, right? So I turn it on and the top of the screen says, "What does your poop say about you?"
Oh.
And I'm like, what the hell? So then I'm like, well, what am I on? Oh, I'm on AT&T Sportsnet.
Really?
So on AT&T Sportsnet, and I look, and it's like hourly, what does your poop say about you? So I'm like, all right, you got me. The hook has worked. I'm a little interested if they think this is like fortune-telling. Like, what, are they going to shift through my crap and figure out what I'm all about? Or what do we got going here? Well, then a doctor, a shorter Asian man, comes on the screen.
That's Tran Nguyen.
Yeah. But he goes by Tranny.
Oh.
But he says if you go with drho.com and log on, literally log on, if you drink his magic little potion that he's pushing, you're definitely going to lose weight, feel lighter, and know what your poop says about you.
So it's a colon cleanse.
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm going, AT&T Sportsnet has got to be making a profit. You know,
that's an infomercial.
I know,
sure.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is they got to a point when they were first getting going, especially after the CSN deal and everything like that, that they were just trying to break even. So they were just trying to run, aside from the games themselves, just trying to...
Whatever they could.
Yeah. Or if people were paying them to run programming. You have the world champion Astros. You got a Rockets team that has the best record in the game. And you're running What Does Your Poop Say About You for hours at a time on the show?
Well, you can only get so many... fluff pieces, right?
Right, like duct tape that can seal a hole in a boat. You can run that one too. Come on, man.
Wow. Well,
so next time you guys are puzzled, what your poop says about you can be solved by go with drho.com.
Well, what did your poop say about you?
I didn't take it that far, Barry.
Really?
Yeah.
All that and you didn't even look it up?
I called Bill Romanowski, though, to see if I could FedEx some of my poop so that I could figure it out.
What is that? I don't.
Bill Romanowski, the linebacker that used to play in the NFL.
Yeah.
He, even to this day, monthly, he'll go on radio shows, even at Super Bowl Radio Row and everything like that. He still, I think it's monthly, sends his feces in for analysis via FedEx and was like describing in detail, putting it in the bag. And I was like, dude, you're not even playing anymore. That's too much.
Wow.
Yeah, he's still that intense. But he was always one of those guys that was EAS products and all the different supplements and.
Well, what he needs is, you know, he needs healthy gourmet in his life. He doesn't need all those supplements if he's eating right.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you just eat right, eat healthy. Here's the cool thing. First of all, you can get all the food at healthygourmet.com. So go ahead and open up a web browser as I talk to you about it. Go to healthygourmet.com and get ready to order. Here's the cool thing. So I skipped breakfast this morning. I didn't have time to eat. I grabbed a couple of healthy gourmets out of the fridge on my way in. One of them was the hearty beef stew, 210 calories. The other one was the salsa verde pork, 290 calories. I ate two of their meals, 500 calories. I'm full. I won't be hungry till dinner. And it was healthy. And you can't beat that. And when I was done, I threw the packages away. No cleanup, no mess, no fuss. Log on today and get started. HealthyGourmet.com. The cool thing is whether you want to do a paleo diet or you want to do a vegan diet or you're doing some kind of weird low carb or no carb or you want to add extra carbs or gluten-free, it doesn't matter. Whatever your lifestyle, you can customize the meal plan and the options to fit that lifestyle. It's delicious. It's good for you. It's ready to eat. And you don't even have to leave the house to get your food. So there's no meal prep. There's no dishes. There's no cleanup. And there's no leaving the house. You get online. You go to healthygourmet.com. You order your meals. They show up in the mail. And if you order by Tuesday at midnight, you get them by Friday. It could not be any easier to get healthy and lose weight. Check it out. It's healthygourmet.com. And when you log on and you place your order, put in promo code ESPN975. That's going to save you 10% on your order. And if you order $99 or more, they ship it for free. Like I said, all the meals come ready to eat. They just pop them in the microwave for 2.5 minutes. The steam bubble happens. It cooks the food. It's delicious. Start losing weight today, guys. Get healthy. Log on healthygourmet.com. Get started today.
ESPN975. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, you know how we do it. You guys are the usual suspects, so are we. Person of interest, Mondays and Fridays, it's Charlie Polillo. He joins us from 1:30 to 2. You can find him every day, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on our sister station, SportsMap 94.1. But Charles, welcome in. Before we get to anything sportsy or otherwise, getting some tweets and things from you guys, talking about the fact there might be some signal issues with a country station bleed-in. Just download the app. We've told you before. Do it. Tell you again. You eliminate all that by just downloading the app. You can hear us clear as a bell, take us anywhere, and it takes away all the distractions of anything that might screw with the signal.
Word.
There you go.
How just get the app.
Country station cutting in here?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're listening to 97.5, and they get a bleed-in of a country station. I believe they said where it was out of, too. So I guess you can hear it clear enough to realize what town they're broadcasting from, which I was unaware of.
Well, it is rodeo time, you know.
It is. Ask Nick.
Had a blast. Did you go to the cook-off, Charlie?
Did not.
Why not?
Not
a fan?
Did not. No, the cook. We covered this the other day. I can eat barbecue with the best of them. Hit or miss, though, whether I wind up at the cook-off on a given year.
So, the country station, by the way, coming in from Corpus. I just had a quick question
for you. Corpus?
Yeah. So, at least that's a blowtorch. That's the old KTRH days when you could hear it statewide.
Seems kind of a waste of a
station.
Powerful signal. Or a Corpus Christi station to be
careful now.
Booming 4 hours up
Nick
the coast.
Has turned the corner. He believes that country music will change the world. One two-step at a time.
Which world is that?
I don't know what he's talking about. I'm just rolling with it, Charlie.
So I have nothing inherently against country music. I've just never been really into country music.
Okay.
So when I moved down here, I thought it would be a sign gray matter was dying, and I have to go back to the Northeast immediately if suddenly it was in the auto sets in the car.
Yep.
Just never has been. I'm not sure why. Sometimes you just feel what you feel. You like what you like.
That's right.
I mean, a real strength of country music is it's pretty much the only genre of music where you can understand the words being sung to most songs.
Yeah.
I mean, I think probably some rock songs are pretty good about it, but you're right.
Some. But you get Dylan or somebody like that, and it just sounds like mumble rap with a guitar behind it. Dylan was the original mumble rapper.
And Weiner.
Yeah.
Well, aim for the century, at least.
How does it feel? Yeah, that's a bit much.
That's right.
Every guy rapper wants to sound like Drake, and every girl rapper wants to sound like Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
A lot of auto-tune, too. So, you think Joe George has ever sent a tweet that at you since you guys have been working together that said that you should go out and suck an animal's genitals?
I have no idea where this is going, but I'm not terribly interested.
You're not terribly interested? That's how good a weekend it was for Nick.
In the conversation or in the tweet? And
pretty much none of it.
Yeah, well.
You lucky us.
Whiskey.
Joel just keeps throwing him under the bus.
So anyway, with that being said, I just wanted to see if that had ever happened. But we all had fun with that. Not as much
fun. Stick this in my forehead here while I'm...
We feel like that some days, Mondays and Fridays too. But so you put softball yesterday?
No.
Oh, that's why.
It's like the fourth time in 8 weeks. The week's been pretty nice, and then Saturday screws us for Sunday. It was overnight Saturday.
So the rain poo-pooed on your softball parade?
In a manner of speaking.
Okay. So Rockets win last night. Tough place to play. Everybody's mentioning altitude and everything else.
Bigger story around here. The Rockets have won 12 in a row, or the Astros are undefeated at spring training.
It's a close race, but I think the Rockets get the credit right now.
Stop it, you.
One would hope.
But the way Verlander and Cole have pitched yesterday and today, look out.
Kyle Tucker homered yesterday.
So MVP. I take it you'd rather...
Think there's any chance to go 162-0?
Oh, I think there's an outside chance right now.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. We're going to wait for What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz to call in and ask that question, but I think that there's a legitimate possibility.
It is a fundamentally different deal in baseball. If you are the best team, the Astros are basically the best team last year. The Dodgers won 104. We'll take the Dodgers. The best baseball team hardly ever wins 2 out of 3. 108 win seasons in baseball. I think there have been 4 in the last 40 years, something like that. Right, in the NBA, I'm not saying you're average if you win 2 out of 3, but if you go 55-27, you're not coming close to winning your conference most years, right? Regular season?
Correct.
The Rockets might win damn near 65.
Yeah, over 65, which is a really rare accomplishment.
Golden State has the slightly better record when you just look at records, remaining opponents, and so forth. But the Rockets now basically can fall apart and break the franchise record for wins. If they go 12-11, they tie what the 93-94 team did.
Yeah,
which is legitimately more than a possibility. It's a probability to go 12-11.
Unless
I mean, it would have to go bad if they go 12-11.
Really, really, really bad. And again, with injuries
for this team playing 500 ball, it really would. It'd be a
catastrophic collapse in the final 20 some games. And the thing is, along the way, where you thought if the road had any chance to get bumpy, well, that wasn't. Looking at a Minnesota team that was going to have Jimmy Butler the rest of the way, and they don't. You know, San Antonio now looks like they're not going to have Kawhi the rest of the regular season, so they're not going to make any big jumps.
Maybe there was a second team 1 year with the Lakers in the 80s, though I don't think so. But the gap, we have two great races going on right now. The Rockets and Warriors, mm-hmm. right? That's Ali and Frazier in their primes. And then it's a pretty good middleweight battle, 3-10. But it's to
that's
the point
the thing.
Now.
It was 5-10. Think assuming that San Antonio and Minnesota were going to be guaranteed home court advantage in the first round. Now, with the injuries I just spoke of, both teams could fall out of a home court in the first round.
Yeah, they could get caught.
It's possible third in the West doesn't win 50.
Yep.
I'm guessing someone will get it together enough. I mean, the Spurs need to go 14-7, I think it is, to win 50. So you could have the Rockets and Warriors winning 63, 64, 65 games. The gap between two teams and the rest of the field, I don't ever remember it being like this. And now you mentioned with Butler gone, not that Minnesota would have been 50-50 to beat the Rockets or the Warriors with Butler.
Although you do realize they had a winning record against Golden State, and I want to say they were undefeated against the Warriors this year in 3 games. Minnesota, which is something that I don't think a lot of people would have factored in, but they play the Warriors and match up with them really well when healthy.
So if I told you right now that, whether it's the Warriors or the Rockets, one of them is going to get shocked and not make the Western Conference Final, who's the team that pulls off the upset?
OKC.
I agree with Barry 100%.
I'd probably lean that way, but 4 out of 7, I don't know that they're good. Can they score enough to beat the Warriors or the Rockets 4 out of 7, even if Westbrook goes haywire?
I think the one thing that might play into that is injuries, because that can happen to
right,
either of those teams.
That unless Kawhi comes back, San Antonio has no shot. Unless Butler comes back, Minnesota has no shot.
So who's going to finish third? That's the question. Do you think San Antonio falters? Do That's you think the gap, Minnesota falters?
Portland?
No, see, here's the thing.
In
the
short
look at
series,
yesterday,
maybe Lillard and McCollum could
because, yeah,
give a go at equaling what Paul
in
and
the
Harden
standings,
did. And then let's look at the rest of the teams.
In the standings after San Antonio, Minnesota, in order, it's Portland, New Orleans, Oklahoma City, Denver, the Clippers, and the Jazz.
And OKC's one game ahead of the lottery, right? Two games ahead of the lottery.
Yeah, they're
That's
in
how tight the West
three
is.
Three through
from,
ten.
Yeah,
but I, you have Ollie and Frazier, and then you have the bunch of these little middleweights.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Let's be honest. If we all looked at the schedule remaining after we found out Kawhi was out, that's a loss yesterday for the Spurs in most people's minds at Cleveland.
Yep.
Instead, they pasted the Cavs. So I don't think the Spurs are going anywhere. I think they'll end up in the top four. And I totally agree with Barry in the fact that Oklahoma City, look, they lost the other night at Golden State, but they had won the first two matchups with the Warriors. They have enough offensive talent to play with anybody if they could just figure it out how to play together, play nicely. But I think they're the team capable of making the biggest jump. The team the Rockets are playing tonight has won 11 games in a row. They're playing great basketball, the Jazz, but they're still not even in yet. I just think
Lost at home Friday to Portland. Big loss for the Jazz.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So that streak's over.
Minnesota and Oklahoma City both have a plus-minus of 2.8, which is sixth best in the NBA. The difference between the two teams, one of them just lost their star.
Yeah.
And I think that's a team that's in fourth place. So I could see those two teams almost flip-flopping and Minnesota ending up the season at seventh and Oklahoma City moving up to the top four.
I mean, the bottom line, too, is to the point that Barry was just making and others, we all know that the home court advantage is going to be a huge deal for the Rockets and Warriors. It's also a big deal because you want to avoid Oklahoma City along the way if you can and take the easiest matchup possible. Like, ideally, Jimmy Butler doesn't play again and you get the Wolves.
Yeah.
So.
But you can't even game it because who knows? Oklahoma City could be third or
yeah,
Oklahoma City could
be
eighth.
Yeah. All right, we'll continue to kick it around. We got one more segment with Charlie. Take it up till 2 o'clock. Then Barry, Nick, and I will take you home up until 4. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one more segment to go with Charlie Palillo as we take it up till 2 o'clock on a Monday here on The Usual Suspects. Then we'll go 2 to 4, and then we'll turn it over to the Blitz with Fred, AJ, and Jong. Got a little Rockets talk in, but we'll cover that in detail after Charles in Charge moves on with the rest of his day. But we did want to get some other things. You had mentioned the Astros, Charlie. Look, they're going to lose games, and we kid. But so far, so good, regardless of the record. Kyle Tucker, as you mentioned, has already hit a home run. Verlander looked good today. Garrett Cole looked good yesterday.
Tony Sipp just got two outs without giving up a hit.
There's a miracle in itself. But overall, not sure that anything could be going any better than it's going right now for the blue and orange.
Nope. Said the other day, the only news that can come out of spring training is bad news. Someone got hurt.
Yeah.
They are baseball's good ship lollipop.
No doubt about it. And, you know, and it's a good thing because, as your people back home would like to say, there's no reason not to think that it's the Yankees' title to lose in the American League. I think that the rest of the country is realizing it wasn't just a one-hit wonder with the Astros, that's going to be a hell of an interesting race. The Red Sox officially add J.D. Martinez today. But look, of all the teams in the American League, and you can prop up the middle of that Yankees lineup, they're pitching, and we've talked about this, Barry. It still has some question marks. But overall, top to bottom, that Astros team is loaded.
You've got the best offense in baseball last year that pretty much stayed the same.
They lost their worst hitter.
Yeah. And then you've gone and bolstered a starting rotation that was not terrible, but not great, but just not healthy. And, you know, you get a full year of Verlander. You've got Garrett Cole. I was talking in the hall today, and I was saying that this is a team that has a bunch of ones and a bunch of threes, basically. You've got Verlander, Cole, Keuchel, and McCullers, and McCullers isn't a one, but he's got one stuff, and he's got potential to be a one. And then you've got Morton. And McHugh, yep, and Peacock, who are threes on any other team.
And very possibly their best hitter this year, their best offensive player this year, missed a third of last season.
Yeah.
Right, Altuve's the MVP, the rightful MVP, had an all-time great season.
Right.
If we're flipping coins here, who's better this year, Correa or Altuve? I think it is a coin flip if Correa's healthy. He could hit 40 home runs and knock in 130 runs and hit 300.
Yeah, I think Altuve will probably have a higher batting average, but overall with the pop in his bat and the things that he can do, it's a great problem to have to try and figure out which is the better of the two when both of them are sitting there in the middle of your infield and doing what they do with a bat in their hands. It's just an exciting time to be a baseball fan in Houston. And that, as we all know, having been here for quite some time, Barry, all your life, I mean, the fact of the matter is that baseball has played second and sometimes third fiddle in this town. The fact that people are so jacked up about this team and we're only in spring training is really a lot of fun.
If I were to ask you guys, who do you think will be the one Astro that will, based off of last year's performance, take a step back? Who would you say that would be? Either hitting or pitching, either one.
Off career track record, Marwin Gonzalez is the obvious fallback.
Yep.
But did he figure it out? Now the hyper-consciousness of launch angle, and Gonzalez just stopped swinging at everything. He's the one guy, you know, the psyche. He's the slowest guy in the batter's box there is in baseball.
Oh, man, no
he
doubt.
Takes, you know, a walkabout after every pitch, contemplate the meaning of life, adjust the batting gloves, scope the crowd, whatever.
Yeah.
So if they really, hey, you can't step out of the box. In here, we're calling a strike. You know, would that mess with him? The leap he made was amazing last season. Maybe Josh Reddick, a little bit of a fallback.
I think because of the leap, Marwin is probably the guy
that
you look at the most.
That was going to be my answer.
But I worry about a guy like Brad Peacock, who pitched out of his mind and pitched way better than he's ever pitched before. At some point, you wonder, does he regress to the mean? Remember, we saw Mike Fiers throw a no-hitter and pitch really well down the stretch, and then it was a guy who, outside of the July that he had, was almost a liability for this team out of the bullpen and in that rotation. So I worry about a guy like Brad Peacock as well, if you wanted to add somebody from the pitching staff.
Makes
to that
sense,
list.
But he doesn't even project to be that important.
Yeah,
right.
That's the crazy thing.
He's their sixth or seventh starter,
long
and it's
release.
Not like he goes right in to be their eighth inning guy.
Right.
If it turns out he's just a lot better than Will Harris, than Joe Smith, than Chris Devensky, he can ascend to that, but it's not as if they have any eggs, real meaningful eggs in the, Peacock better be great basket.
Well,
we're screwed in the bullpen. They are just loaded pretty
they
much
are.
Across the board.
Now, there's no doubt, I think, that this team will make a move in July, and that's where I think it's going to get tricky. This was also something else I was saying earlier, is where are you going to find the time and the innings to put in a guy like McHugh and Peacock, who will probably be trade bait for this team if they're going to make a move at the deadline, especially if they need if we find out they need a closer or they're going to have to go out and get a lefty specialist. Those are the kind of guys I think you might see, especially McHugh. You might see a guy, he's steady, he's not great, but he's not terrible. I've always said he's been one of the most consistent pitchers on this team over the last 4 or 5 years. And that's going to be the trick, I think, for A.J. Hinch, is finding out how to get these guys enough to keep them enticing or be potential for trade.
Probably nature will take its course. A guy or two or three will be on the disabled list at some point. I guess
you
hope it's not the guy you want to trade, that it depresses his trade value. All right, let me go off the board here. We're down to somewhere between 200 minutes.
Yeah.
If you were illicitly going to conspire, well, with anybody, but let's just say a sports agent, to get $100,000 to lock in getting your stud recruit to go to your school. Even if the money's not going to the player, this is just between me and you, the agent. I'll get you the $100,000. You make sure the player gets here. We're not giving the family. Would you do it over the phone in this era?
Yeah,
this Sean Miller story, at some point, I presume we'll get to hear the tapes.
Right.
And he's saying he'll be vindicated. I don't see how. Right? Unless there's a massive conspiracy specifically to screw Sean Miller.
And
he's dead. His career's over.
And
the guy making over $3 million per year. Was he that desperate? Because he's been in the Elite Eight a bunch of times, but hasn't gotten through to the Final Four, that I'm going to risk my whole livelihood
to get
this one guy who might get me over the top.
He'll never get another job in college basketball again as a head coach, I don't think.
Kevin Sampson got 5 years over illegal texts, which now would be legal. This is $100,000.
Kelvin Sampson had to recreate his entire brand and his name in the NBA as an assistant, but first, even before that, as just a non-paid, kind of like almost an intern with Greg Popovich in San Antonio. Then he was eventually elevated to an assistant coach status. Then he was eventually earned his way back onto the bench at U of H. That was something with phone calls. This is something far greater, and this is something that until this whole thing sorts out, it's going to get uglier. And there, it is going to topple a lot of major programs. The guys that are already in the NBA, they don't care that right. they took the money when they did. But it's going to be reflective because I said it's like an addiction. It's like any kind of addiction you have. If you're a coach in the last 10 years in college basketball, you're like, I got to get one. I got to get one. I got to get one. I got to get at least one. I got to try it. Got to try it. Then when you get one, you're like, I got to get more. I got to get more. And if I don't get it, and then you realize like withdrawals, if you don't have them or can't get them, you realize something really bad's going to happen to you. Because you're that addicted to it. And that's what college basketball and even AAU and amateur basketball has become. I wrote about it on SportsMap last night. Because of the fact that until this whole thing sorts out, I don't think he ever works again. And I think that he's not the only one. This could be so big in terms of the names involved and the programs that are going to come down. It's going to be really interesting.
So the kid's playing for Arizona. They played him Saturday night. Mm-hmm. He was great. They lost. Of course, the family's saying, we're offended. Anyone would ever dare. We're Lily White. Hey, maybe he is. Maybe he had no idea the coach was paying off $100,000 to get the kid. But if you're Arizona at this point, just play him. And if they take it away like they did Louisville, whatever. We'll still have gotten there. We'll still have won it. And if all we have to do is cut a check and we have to take our banners down,
recruits,
we're okay with that.
Other recruits are still going to see the team. Potential recruits are still going to be able to watch them play. So I'm with you. Just play him. But, yeah, it is weird that they would do it over the phone, but who thinks nowadays that your phone call is being recorded? Yeah, text and email is really stupid, but don't you have to notify someone?
Every phone call's being recorded.
But don't you have to be told, hey, I'm going to record this phone call first?
I'm going to put it on the radio. The feds.
Here's the other thing.
I guess. I thought it was illegal, though. Like,
if they go get a wiretap.
But if I call you and record our conversation, I have to tell you I'm going to record it. That's my understanding.
I believe he's absolutely right.
That's my understanding as well. State to state. There are a number of states. It's actually idiotic. If one party is aware the conversation's being recorded, it's okay. How is that the law?
Yeah, that's
so
stupid.
I could be trying to entrap you or implicate you or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I knew I was recording
right.
it. Yeah.
That's actually the law. I'm not specifically sure if in Texas and there are different rules what you can put on the radio.
Yeah.
But if it's a wiretap, I'm sure they had to go to a judge to get clearance that we want to tap these phones. Yeah.
Right. And here's the other thing. The kid played.
Yeah.
Miller didn't coach. So it's not just smoke. There's probably the understanding that
Miller's
there
dead.
Is. He absolutely
dead.
Is.
Yeah. So maybe the kid is in it. Duke played its kid. Michigan State plays its kid. That all of our due diligence says there's nothing wrong in Denmark.
Well, I think the bigger question is, if you're the NCAA, how much can you really do? I mean, you're getting to the point where if you're going to start cutting off heads to prove points, you're not going to have anybody left to play basketball.
Right. Rice could be a number one seed.
Yeah.
And the thing is there as much as they're trying to downplay that, the cash cow that is March Madness and the tournament, there's a reason why these kids, especially from the small schools, play in a cracker box like Rice for their entire season.
It's for that moment.
And if they catch the one moment in time, they're playing in a football stadium with 70,000 plus people in it, and the depth perception and everything else is totally different. And if you're a three-point shooting team, don't tell me that doesn't factor in, and don't tell me the NCAA doesn't care because they're only worried about how much money they're bringing in.
More than $500 million a year just for the tournament.
It is ridiculous.
351 crazy. Division I basketball schools just to get the crumbs.
I'm saying
the Conference USA is
it may take
South,
months, if not a year or more, to sort this thing out. But once they do, it's going to take a lot longer than that to try and rebuild it and make the rules and everything to where they redo it. It's going to be a nightmare.
CBS and Turner must be excited about a tournament. No Duke, no Michigan State, no Louisville,
right.
No Ohio State, no Arizona.
Hello, friends. The national semifinal between Rice and Western Michigan is next.
Do you think of him as a friend?
No, but he sure thinks you are because he addresses it every time. All right, Charlie, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again on Friday, as we always do. Charlie can be heard 11 to 1, Sports Map 94.1, Monday through Friday. We'll be back with hour number two of the big show. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Schultz, the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Yeah, yeah.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.